Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio, where it's all about empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. I am your host, Nayshawn Turner, president of Uniquely Designed Coaching, and I'm excited that you have decided to join me again today for today's show, where I'm going to be talking about how to push past start. Before we get started, I just want to let you know that you can connect with us on my website at www.uniquelydesigncoaching.com or on Facebook by typing in Nayshawn Turner-UniquelyDesignCoaching or, of course, on Twitter using the @ then Nayshawn _ Turner. Well, all of us know that 2013 is coming to a close and a new year is upon us. Yay! We are all excited about a new year, which for many of us, it means a fresh start or a new beginning. This is also the time where a lot of people start making those lists. You guys know what I'm talking about. Those New Year's resolutions. And all that New Year's resolutions are about are those things that people want to change in the upcoming year. So what do? We make the New Year's resolutions in January. And by mid-February, if we are honest, many of us have returned to our old ways and habits. We start off on a new goal only to find ourselves where? Right back at the starting line again. And that's why today I want to share 6 strategies on how to push past start. Now, of course, before we can push past start, we must admit and we have to come to grips that New Year's resolutions, they just don't work. But for some reason, we keep making them. As a matter of fact, according to the Journal of Clinical Psychology, approximately 50% of those that make New Year's resolutions, they fail. 50%! Now, that is a high percentage, which means that half of us are guaranteed to fail. Some other research that I came across suggests that only 8% of those who create New Year's resolutions succeed. So the percentage is even higher, meaning that 92% of us don't even have a chance. So it's no wonder we're always starting at the gate, ready to take off running, once we hear the shot fired in the air, only to lose steam right in the middle of the race. Has this ever happened to you? Well, maybe it's happened to you when you set out to maybe lose weight or stop smoking or to get out of debt or maybe to start a business or finish your degree. Whatever it is, we are still finding ourselves back at square one. Well, you know what? It's time to push past start and to go all the way to the finish line. So I've discovered some great strategies that I derived from one passage of scripture that I believe will empower you to push past start. And this scripture is 2 Corinthians 8, verses 10 through 12, and I'm going to read it just from the Message Bible. And it says, the best thing you can do right now is to finish what you started last year and not to let those good intentions grow stale. Your heart's been in the right place all along, and you've got what it takes to finish it up, so go to it. And once the commitment is clear, you do what you can and not what you can't, because your heart will regulate your hands. Wow. You know, that scripture has a lot to say in and of itself, all by itself. So here's some of the strategies that I pulled from that scripture, strategies to push past start. The number one, you don't have to start anything new, but finish what you started. That's the first strategy. You don't have to start anything new. Just finish what you started. Think about all those many projects, assignments, goals, ideas, and dreams that just lay dormant only because you stopped right in the middle of it and never came back to it. I've been guilty of that. You don't need to keep starting over and starting something new just to return where you left off. But continue to work on that until you finished it or that it's completed. So the second strategy to push past start is to set the right intention to stay focused. Set the right intention and stay focused. You know, all of us have probably heard of Franklin Covey. And Franklin Covey says to begin with the end in mind. We all heard that, right? So the intention is something like that. Intention is the aim or the direction that guides your action towards what you purpose to do or achieve. So you have to make the decision to go one way or the other and then stick to it. Don't lose sight of the direction you're headed in. You have to be deliberate in your actions. And remember that it is a process. Some of us, you know, like the show, I believe it's called Fix My Life, and they want their life to be fixed in one episode. They want things to change. They want to overhaul in their life. But you have to focus your intention towards a particular destination or on one thing and know that there's a process to place all of your energy, your effort, and your attention on what you're going after and then stay on that path until you arrive. So the third strategy is to maintain a strong desire for what you want. Don't let your desire for more die just because it may get a little challenging or that it seems like it's a long time coming. I found out that a sacred longing of the heart is a major ingredient to keep you moving ahead. I like what King David said in the Bible. He said, "One thing I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek after." He had one desire, and he focused wholeheartedly on that thing until he got it. So resolve within yourself that maintaining a strong desire, as well as imagining what you will feel like and what your life will look like once that desire is fulfilled, is going to be a huge push factor in your life. The fourth strategy is to trust in your abilities to succeed. Trust in your abilities to succeed. You have what it takes to succeed. You must have faith and confidence that you are well capable of overcoming any obstacle, distraction, barrier, and hindrances that come your way. Don't focus on what you can't do, but only on what you can do, because we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Also, make sure that your goals are broken down into bite-sized pieces, which will fuel your confidence and grant you the assurance that it is possible to accomplish. Setting up those SMART goals helps you to realize that once you set smaller goals that are SMART, that are specific and measurable and attainable and relevant and time sensitive, you'll be able to see that you are accomplishing moving forward, because now it's becoming more of a reality as you're breaking it down into smaller pieces. The fifth strategy that I want to talk about is to make a commitment to yourself. Now, here's where it gets hard. It gets really hard here to make that commitment to yourself. You have to determine that you are going to put your whole self into what you believe and to make sure that you are crystal clear on what you are committing to. Many of us are not as clear as we need to be, and so you need to make sure that you're clear so that you can commit to that thing. Making a commitment to yourself is really like making a promise that you will honor and keep because it's important to you. Or better yet, why don't you draw up a contract regarding what you say you believe, sign it, and have someone else to sign it in order to hold you accountable? Now, that will get you going. We all know what happens when you break a contract. There's penalties to pay, right? So ask yourself, what would those penalties cost you? And you decide up front whether or not those penalties are worth the price that you're willing to pay if you don't push to reach your goal. So make a commitment to yourself. The sixth strategy is to discover your motivation that will ignite you into action. So in other words, I need you to ask yourself, what's your motivation? Why are you doing what you're doing? Is this the thing that matters the most to you? In other words, find out what is your big why. What's your big why? Once your why becomes bigger than you, it will be the fire that keeps you burning until you experience a breakthrough to your victory and achieve your desired goals. So let's just go over those six strategies again. The six strategies that's going to help you to push past start is don't start anything new, but finish what you already started. Then you need to set the right intention and stay focused. The third one is to maintain a strong desire for what you want. The fourth strategy is to trust in your ability to succeed. The fifth strategy is to make a commitment to yourself. And the sixth strategy is to discover your motivation that's going to ignite you into action. So I want to ask you something. What have you prevented from taking place in your life because you stopped what you were working on only to start something new? What's been holding you back from reaching your finish line and receiving your reward? Remember, you don't have to start on something brand new. Just push past start and finish what you started. Well, I hope those strategies were helpful to you. I hope that you were able to gain some wisdom and some direction as you enter into 2014. And I just want to share a little bit that if any of these six keys or strategies have been helpful in empowering you to push past start, please let me know. My uniquely designed life coaching system will include all of these particular type of strategies in my program that is coming out next year. So I want you to stay checking my website and for more information, or to stay tuned to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio for updates, because guess what? It's time to say yes to your life. If you are really serious, now this is only for the serious folks, if you're really serious about pushing past start, come join me for the 2014 Vision Board Party here in Okinawa, Japan on January 4th. The place to go is on my website or my Facebook page for more information. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in today, and I hope that you tune in again to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio to be empowered to uniquely design your life. Push past start in 2012. Bye-bye.